Is he intentionally falling?
They're both like.
I've seen it flip over at least about three times in the last 25 years.
It makes me happy that somebody's actually caring about people that are homeless, you know.
So this area right here was more or less predominant.
No, up in here.
Drug infested. It wasn't the middle class, it was the lower class of people. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was rough. I mean, I thought it was good, but as time went on, I knew it was rough.
I'm staying alive.
Right on the street, you look right across the street over here, so.
Yo, Zaz, we miss you! Call it now! Call it! Got it!
Yeah, so we moved,
Shaw?
Over the years, you know, get to see a lot of different people coming and going, so.
It is abstract, we're artists, we like
abstraction. Yeah. Gather in the back. Got to know a lot of, you know, some of the older kids, you know.
The echoing, it just reminds me of a day to just enjoy the air and the sun and being outside.
Yeah.
We didn't used to hear any children's laughter at all, ever.
Four?
Five or six years ago, you'd get large groups of people and, you know, and a couple different houses kind of together and just, you know, people out in the stoops in the neighborhood
on a Sunday afternoon, like
you know, yelling and talking about football or whatever it is they're talking about. And you know, I think that's gone by the wayside a little bit.
Well, sure. When I first bought the house and got my dog here, Tucker, where the Gale apartments are used to be a huge field. And that was the unofficial dog park, and that's how you got to know everybody in the neighborhood.
It would be great to do something like that in our neighborhood.
I came here for college, so my first experience in this neighborhood was kind of like finally being old enough to venture to like the whole strip of bars. And now it's home though, I never go to the bars here.
Four.
The sound of breathing.
Hey!
I mean, I love breaking.
I would love for someone to bring out a marimba and play marimba because I think it's a great noise, it's an unusual noise, and I just think it's so beautiful.
Sure, but I think it's eight.
Almost a year. We don't really
The weather, it all comes down to the weather.
Birds singing.
I call it Bloomingdale.
No, I've been here 3 years, so my kids come here and they do gardens.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's a subset of Shaw. There is a couple of people in the neighborhood who don't like the term trucks and circles. So they're, one of the people is trying to call it Dunbar something.
And make sure that it's cared for. But the next person to really, you know, take a part in this.
I think it's starting. I think that one of the challenges of living in a city.
Birds, yeah, and bees.
Especially with kids, a sense of community, because by the nature of it, you can't really have people running from house to house like I did growing up in the suburbs. But I think we recreated
a lot of people
like this,
put homeless people down, but really, if it was the end of the earth, you'd rather go to a homeless person and learn how to deal with life, know how to get by.
On December 10th, to be with my youngest of four children.
We could use some drummers around.
Her first baby. And I stayed in an Airbnb.
Fewer police helicopters at night, that would be good too.
Right across the street from North Capitol. Living on 2 acres of land and having never lived in the one day it was like, oh my gosh, this city stuff is fun. So down here, initially down here to be with my daughter, my youngest son also lives in the area in Alexandria with his 8-year-old daughter. So
and she has these block parties that she has in her backyard, and you always know what's happening because in the morning a tent will go up and then all of a sudden grilling will start. And it happened about 2 weeks ago where she had, I think it was McKinley Tech, she had like a reunion party that was there, and there's music that's blaring all day long. And what's the best part about it is everyone's having fun, but Mrs. Battle says that at 9:30 it stops. And at 9 o'clock you have no one believes it's actually going to stop because there's so many people there and it's so loud. But on the dot at 9:30 it's just silent because there's such respect for this woman. She kicks everyone out, everyone had a good time, and that's it. And so I think it says a lot about the neighborhood that we live in.
It does signify improvement. It is like disruptive, and there are negative consequences from that.
Yeah.
At the same time, there are positive outcomes.
Yeah.
I associate with, but I don't like it, is sirens. We're right around the corner from a Howard University hospital.
Okay, talk to him.
Lidgeway Park.
The ambulance comes here a lot. I hear that a lot. Especially right here on this corner, that is always down the street. It seems like that street there.
Sound that I like to hear, just I'm a rain person, so I like to hear rain, soft rain.
Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it.
Okay, talk to him.
How are you doing?
Hey, Al.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, you know, just walking around the neighborhood.
Nice.
Yeah.
The sun, it feels so nice.
Her name that she goes by slowly.
So you renovated our house in 2010. Yeah. That was probably the biggest
7th and R.
I think we'll remember that always, and yeah. We had our son here.
I mean, I didn't grow up in the city. I like quiet sometimes.
All the formative parts of
life. Not, I mean, not, no, not what I would use.
Bloomingdale.
Maybe the cemeteries add to that effect.
It is abstract for artists.
You being shy?
I'd rather it just be
I said it tastes like air.
The hood.
Particular sound that I like to hear, just I'm a rain person, so I like to hear rain, soft rain.
Yeah, I live on Blaisdell Road, Northeast.
Boy.
This area was a drug infested area. It right for the last 5 years, it's been flipped over, you know. I grew up right down here in Hanover and Sursum Quarters, which was ran by some friends of mine, you know. And that's where I started at. So, I mean, the trials, the tribulations, the struggle, and everything was survival in this area. You had to survive. The strong survived. The streets swallowed every child up that was involved or came in this area.
Yeah.
So your thing is to try to get out, which was hard, you know, at that time, really. Back in the early, well, in the late 70s, early 80s, it was, you wouldn't believe the way it is now. It was nothing like this at all.
I don't think so.
12 at Howard.
Yeah, we bought our first home here.
Right now, it used to be hell like in the daytime. They done cleaned it up. It's beautiful now.
Okay, yes, I can.
Home.
Rhode Island Avenue Northwest, which is a
just so many memories.
The
you need kids playing. There's a lot of kids in my block that play from time to time, but it's like so restricted sometimes, it seems.
You just wanted to show me? You wanted to show off?
Conservative Jews from New York. We're obviously not from the
cat's meowing.
What?
Let's see, we renovated our house in 2010, and that was probably the biggest project we've ever taken on in our whole life, and so I think we'll remember that always. And yeah. We had our son here as well, so
yeah.
All the formative parts of our lives have happened here.
Do you want me to help you take off the wrapper? You don't have to eat the wrapper.
Yo, Zaz, we miss you! Hold it down! Hold it down! Hold it down!
To be honest, this area has always felt kind of eerie to me in some way. I don't know, just the lighting of the place with like North Capitol cutting you off really like partially from like other parts of the city. Buildings outside of it. I've always felt like, well, even though I lived here for about a year and a half, like,
¿Qué hace el mono Bennett?
Olivia.
Sounds good, feels good.
Some people say Edgewood and Bloomingdale, but I say Atkinson.
The matriarch of our neighborhood, and she's lived there for about 25 years. She's raised 13 kids. More trees, more leaves. So some of the noises I hear are a little different, I think, where it's a little calmer, a little quieter, a lot of kids around, a lot of kids playing. You can always tell when three hits and you start hearing the kids walking up and down from schools. So that's definitely something I associate with.
Let's get it on.
Atkinson.
Some people say Edgewood and Bloomingdale, but I say Atkinson.
My tears.
Do you want me to help you take off the wrapper? You don't have to eat the wrapper.
Natalie! Sweet heavenly Natalie! Feather blossom, sweet pure, sugar meal more, sweet Natalie, so heavenly. Feather blossom, so pure and sweet, glad to meet a sweet Natalie. So heavenly beauty, awesome green eyes, such a catch, imagine that, a sweet Natalie, blessing present so
heavily. Oh, honey, honey, you deserve more, honey.
How long have you worked? Can I hold your pumpkin for you?
My beer being dropped on the table at Boundary Stone.
I mean, I guess people call it Shaw, but we're like,
Almost a year.
Where she learned how to play the guitar, she says she's self-taught.
Nice neighborhood. Good neighborhood.
Detroit.
Not years. 3-4 months.
I'm not really particular about that.
Can you get the sound of composting?
Bloomingdale.
I finally have neighbors that are interested in beautification.
It took a few days to reveal itself, but Chester is its name.
Take an interest in landscaping. Landscaping is essential, you know, and people who
stop staying alive.
Their dogs not defecating on the sidewalks and those sort of things.
I've been here 25 years.
When I'm outside of my little condo and listen to the cars on Rhode Island go by, there's all kinds of sounds.
Sunshine Street.
And the eclecticness of that. And now, you know, I find myself walking more. And when they put this bicycle stand up here, you know, that really did excite me.
Atkinson.
I was going to say birds.
Oh, yeah, birds would be nice.
Okay, yes, I can. I can't remember that it was like late 1990s or the early 2000s. That was before any of the old former apartment buildings had been renovated and turned into condominiums. So basically all the old apartment buildings were untenanted, unoccupied. And they weren't like crack houses, they're untenanted. And I get this phone call, this is before the internet, I guess. I got a phone call that there were some people who didn't look like they were from the D.C. metropolitan area down at 70 Rhode Island Avenue Northwest, which is which is now a kind of building called the Providence. And a group of people standing out there, and they looked like investors. We all ran down to see who these people were. And we walk up, and they're a group of conservative Jews from New York. We're obviously not from the D.C. metropolitan area. So we walked up and said, hello, hi, we see you're standing in front of 70 Rhode Island Northwest. Why here? He says, oh, we're purchasing the building and we're going to renovate it and turn it into condominiums. And we're all suddenly like, what? And that was the wake-up call, like the neighbor was changing from a place that no one wanted to be, full of crack business, to some place clearly people, investors from outside the metropolitan area were interested in. So that's what was the beginning of it. It's like, holy Moses. We have people looking to invest in our neighbor. Anyway, that's my story.
Together. Yeah. Sing with me.
Just so many memories.
When we get together, the happier we'll be.
Can you get the sound of compost?
My friends and my friends are your friends. The more we get together, the happier we'll be.
Thank you.
those three.
All of that went. So
Ali Mudenji.
Now is
LaJoy Park.
Not years. 3-4 months.
It's just so loud, it's unnecessary.
They're gone, you know. And it's going with this last turnover moved a lot of people out. That was bonding with this area.
Yeah.
So by the change, you know, that has came in this area, automatically pushed the poor people out because they couldn't afford the rent or the note that was on the house. They couldn't afford it. So now it seems as though every man for himself.
Yeah.
This is my first time ever living on this side. It was
wider and they added some boxes.
It's a historic name. I don't think we can erase history. And so I think with education, we can show people, you know, the good and the bad of names. But I think it's important to maintain the names that have existed over time.
Really?
Yes.
I have to meet her.
Lots of bounty on the table.
Sound system for party at LaJoy Park.
Yeah, I like this place because I like the posters.
One. Less.
Four.
Counter-bend.
All this stuff is coming to fruition, you know.
The neighborhood has certainly changed a lot since we moved here. And I would say a specific memory is just on our block itself, where we have a very cohesive block and we do a lot of progressive dinners. And that's been great to get to know neighbors and to learn about their various histories.
I live in Shaw.
A couple of neighbors who have a sign that actually says Truxton Circle. I don't know where they got it, but
Hugh Street.
I'm on one time. I moved out of my mother's house. And I'm still associated with my mother. A brother named Fred, remember this? There used to be a shelter right here? Mm-hmm. A brother named Fred dropped me off the shelter, and I cried for my mother so bad.
That's how I discovered
she knew I was doing bad stuff at the time, but I had stopped in 1999. When I stopped doing bad, that's when she started doing worse.
Yeah.
I gave away all my money. I was telling about God and the devil. And, you know, she got me admitted to the mental hospital. It was the best thing for me, because I was so sick. I didn't know I was sick. I thought I was regular, you know?
Yeah.
You know, quiet's a big thing.
Not always.
30 years. Eckington.
I would prefer fewer car alarms.
That's kind of...
Bloomingdale.
Sound system for party at LaJoy Park.
We have lived there. It'll be 4 years in January.
Storage warehouse for moving company.
It has a bell on it from 1818, or at least it says it's from 1818.
Home.
No more rain, get it all out.
Bloomingdale, well, it used to be LaJoy, now it's Bloomingdale.
Yes.
So it's changed, you know, the boundaries have changed a little bit.
Kids playing. There's a lot of kids being collected play from time to time. It's more like what sounds I would like to hear less of. Less of that siren.
But they finally decided that they were going to put this revolving gate that was a deterrent, you know, for homeless people coming and sitting there when kids couldn't play. Just more laughter, more music, you know. I like when I hear jazz and
You know, that's something I like about New Orleans. You know, you can walk around and hear music, you know, bands. Some areas up near DuPont Circle, they have individuals out playing, whether it be a saxophone or those types of things really are soothing for me.
Yeah, that's great.
Lovely. I mean, just the sound of chatter.
You know, quiet's a big thing.
But I'm a single parent, and that's
16.
It's just like play slash together, like.
Seeing the kids go up and on the T-shirt.
But I've never been there.
Squirrels make weird sounds, but I like that.
Loving the low.
Maybe the cemeteries add to that effect.
The weather, it all comes down to the weather.
All this stuff is coming to fruition, you know.
A guy that came in and did a paper on us that was really good.
I mean, I love Granny and the Boys.
The Young Street will only.
Oh!
So when that place opened and the food was so good,
you know, you have the areas like Blagden Alley. It was all changed where it's Blagden Alley, so short distance away.
There's an area there where they have the open market. This market here, I have to say, when they first opened this market, I was just so excited. It made me start thinking about Eastern Market.
And it made me because this neighborhood?
I was out of control.
I think the kids were on the east side.
She grew up in Spanish Harlem. You remind me of a movie star. Maria Maria. You like that?
And it's just getting here, and I'm hoping and praying that I'm still living when it finally reaches.
Right now.
I like it.
Custodians here, you know, talking.
This is a long way through this.
Yeah, so we moved, my wife and I moved in here about 11 years ago or so.
I remember when Big Bear opened, and we were on this, I don't want to say we were pioneers, but we were part of like the wave of people that came east.
Mm-hmm.
And like anytime there was a new place that opened up that would sort of serve the community,
mm-hmm.
There was a lot of, we were very enthusiastic and excited about it. This place, a couple of others in the area, so yeah.
Maybe Ted reading in the farmer's market on Sunday mornings.
He's parked in front of my house right there.
Okay, you want to sit in that one. All right.
Washington. And I got a lot of fucking time.
Bloomingdale. More trees, more leaves.
Seeing the kids go up a hill on T Street.
What are the rules of baby soccer?
City. I like quiet.
By the wayside a little bit.
I guess I've seen a lot more people at the market.
She always uses those kinds of sounds.
Well, this farming stand has a lot of meaning to me, but not this area specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know. This farm, like, helped me open up a new possibility of a career that I wanted to take.
It's a local restaurant.
Something agricultural.
My wife and so we're able to go out that we were both
I love hearing kids playing. I love hearing more kids out in the neighborhood, taking walks, playing on the sidewalk.
And being able to walk Mount Vernon Triangle. And just you're able to experience the city so much better.
Yeah.
Kids playing.
Blowing. Dogs.
Working this farmer's market.
What's that like? How long have you done that?
About a couple of weeks. And it's awesome.
With commute, mm-hmm. be out in the suburbs, now being able to be inside the city, yeah. and being able to walk. You're able to experience the city so much better.
We didn't used to hear any children's laughter at all, ever. We have plenty of that, which is fine.
Because I think it's a great noise.
I don't know if you heard it, but the last one, for a split second when the car went by, you could hear the reverb.
Ow! Blooming.
but I'm a single parent, and that's a lot. A terrible burden, you know.
University, and getting to know the neighborhood, getting to know the people in the neighborhood. And
right. I'd rather it just be called Shaw. I don't really like how Old City 2 sounds. It doesn't have that pop.
People where we had to walk through the neighborhood to get to school, and the neighbors, and then the older folks, and the younger folks. It's been a great blend of people. Mm-hmm.